This happened when I was about 10. I was having a birthday party at my house. It was the day before my actual birthday, but this worked out better for everybody to be able to come over. I would do stuff with just my family on my actual birthday. The party was mostly organized by my parents. They invited some of my aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, and of course, some of my good friends. It was a pretty big deal, and my family is really close and also big. Our house was not all that big though, but luckily it was summertime and we could have the party in our backyard as well. I remember that we set up some tables and chairs in the backyard and got a bunch of food. People started coming over in the early afternoon. I always had a great time at the family birthday parties, especially when they were for me, and I remember seeing the pile of my presents getting higher and higher, and I was really excited. In total, there was probably 30 people there. It was a great time, and we were all eating and talking with each other. We had some games in the yard as well, and some neighbors even stopped by. I just remember being really surprised at just how many people showed up. I was really busy talking with everyone and things like that. When things got later though, I remember noticing a guy that I didn't recognize there. I figured that he came with somebody, like one of my family members, but I never really saw him talking to anyone. He was just kind of standing around. I saw him take some food at one point, but not really interact with anyone. But then again, I only noticed him maybe 3 different times. Like I said, for the most part, I was really busy. I remember that the guy was kind of skinny and wearing a tan shirt and had short hair and a kind of goatee. The party went on into the night, but that's when everyone started to leave. I'm not sure where the guy went, but by the time people were leaving and I was saying goodbye, I never noticed him. I didn't notice him leaving at all either. He must have left before that. After the party, I helped put everything away and then hung out and tried out some of the gifts that I got. Then I headed to bed because I was going to do stuff with my parents and brother the next day. I really don't know what time I went to bed, but I do know that I woke up in the middle of the night. When I did, I remember I turned over to my other side and tried to fall back asleep, but that's when I thought I heard a noise. As a kid, I was scared of any noise that I heard when I was trying to sleep. Sometimes it would be nothing, or other times there would be a logical explanation, but either way, I would be scared. I had a nightlight in the corner of my bedroom, but aside from that, it was very dark. I looked around my room, and everything seemed fine. Then I saw something move. I was sure of it. It was my closet door, and it was in the opposite corner of my room. The door slowly opened, and I saw that there was a man inside of it. I couldn't believe my eyes at first. I kept looking, and my eyes adjusted more to the darkness. It was the same guy from the party who I didn't know. It appeared as though he was looking at me. Then I saw the door slowly closing. It was extremely slow, and I barely heard anything at all. Once it shut, I wondered if I had been imagining things, but I knew that I hadn't, and that this was real. I needed to get out of my bedroom, but I was afraid that if I got up, the man would chase after me or something. I laid there in bed looking around for a few minutes. Then I decided to go for it. I sat up as quietly as possible. Then I made a run for it and got out of my bed and ran for my door. I kind of had to run past the closet door, and I was terrified that it would open. And just as I was passing by, I saw it start to move again. That made me go even faster than I already was. I made it out of my bedroom and ran for my parents' room. When I got there, I swung the door open and closed it behind me. My parents woke up, and I remember them asking me what on earth was going on. Right as I was starting to tell them, I heard a noise coming from the other side of the house. I remember my dad saying, "What is that?" We then heard the front door to our house opening and closing. We all went out to investigate and determined that the man had left. I was really happy that he was gone. He must have snuck in the house at some point during the party. The doors were unlocked for the people to use the bathroom. I can't believe that he was hiding in there. I'm also really glad that I woke up when I did. This is the story of a birthday party that I went to when I was in college. I lived in a college house with 2 roommates a few blocks away from campus. The college that I went to was pretty big, and had many other students that attended it. It was my friend Zoe's birthday, and she invited me and a few other people over to her house that night. The party was not that huge of a deal, but a pretty decent number of people ended up showing up. When the time came, I was able to walk to Zoe's house for the party. Her house was kind of similar to the one that I lived in, but a little bit larger. It was only a few blocks away too, and only took maybe 10 minutes for me to walk there. I got there at probably about 7 p.m., and hung out with Zoe and her friends there. I stayed at the party for several hours. I did have class the next morning, though, so I decided not to stay up too late. At about 11 p.m., I decided to go home and go to bed. There were still a decent amount of other people there, probably at least 15. I said bye to everyone and then left the house to walk back to mine. I was the only person from my house to go to the party, so I would be walking back alone. I did this many different times. The street did not have a sidewalk, so I would just have to walk on the side of it, but I didn't really mind. They were usually really quiet, and not many cars drove down it. The first few minutes of the walk were fine, but I soon realized that I was being followed. I heard footsteps behind me that seemed to come out of nowhere. I looked back and saw a man who I didn't recognize. He looked as suspicious as could be. He was wearing a large jacket with the hood up, nearly covering all of his face. It wasn't even that cold outside. He trailed me by about 50 feet. The streets were not well lit at all either, and I got a little bit nervous. It seemed quite obvious that he was following me, but I guessed maybe he wasn't. I turned at the next block to test it out, and he did the same. I had only a few more blocks to go, and I just wanted to make it back home at that point. When I walked for a few more minutes, the guy stayed at the same following distance, but when we got to the next street, he was suddenly approaching me fast. I knew this was bad news. I was still a ways away from my house. The only thing that I could think to do was to start running. It was late, and nobody else was out at this hour. The guy behind me started running after me as I did. When I was running, he didn't really seem to gain on me anymore. After I made it a ways, I looked back again, and I didn't see the guy. This made me feel a lot better, and I started walking again. I was much closer to my house now, but I still looked back several more times to make sure that I couldn't see the guy. Luckily, I didn't. I walked the rest of the way home and got back. After I got inside, I closed the door and locked it. Things were very quiet. My roommates were asleep already, and all of the lights inside the house were off. I started walking up the stairs to go to bed, but when I was about halfway up, I heard somebody trying to open our front door. I stopped where I was and listened. It happened again. Then I walked back down the stairs and I looked out the window. That's when I saw the same guy. He was now walking around to the side of our house. I ran all the way back upstairs to my bedroom. I closed my bedroom door, locked it, and made sure that my windows were covered. Then I just went to sleep. I didn't call the police or anything. When I got up the next morning, everything seemed fine. I never saw that guy again after that. When I was a kid, I went to a lot of friends' birthday parties over the years. One memory in particular stands out, though. I was 15 at the time, and I was going to a birthday slumber party for my friend Jenna. There were 5 of us in total at Jenna's house. I remember that we hung out in the backyard a lot earlier when it was light out. Jenna's house was sort of big, and they had a back door in the basement that led out to the patio. We hung out there because the weather was really nice, and when it got dark out, we all kind of moved into the basement. We stayed there for the rest of the night. Things got pretty late, and eventually we all got tired. I'm not sure what time it was that we fell asleep, but it was probably well after midnight when the lights went out. There were a couple of couches down there, but not big enough for all of us, so several of us brought sleeping bags. I was one of the people with a sleeping bag, and I got inside of it and fell asleep relatively quickly, but I didn't stay asleep for very long. I know that I woke up, and it was still dark outside. I didn't know exactly how long I had been asleep, but not very long at all. I looked around as I laid there. When I did, I happened to glance over towards the sliding glass door leading out to the patio. As soon as I did, I saw a man walking right up to it. This was maybe 20 feet away from me. I looked over to my friends, and nobody else was awake. Then I looked back to the guy. He walked right up to the door, and then he just opened it. I realized that none of us had remembered to lock the door. As it slid open very slowly, I started to panic. I pretended to be asleep, and I watched the man very slowly move inside after he had opened the door. He was being very careful not to make any noise, it seemed. He slowly took a step or two inside, and then stood there looking around. I had my eyes just barely open so that I could see what was going on. It was still pretty dark in there. Really, the only light was coming from the doorway where the man had walked in, and the windows nearby. As the guy was standing there, suddenly there was a noise. It came from my phone, which sat on the ground next to me. It was the sound of me getting a notification. The sound was not that loud, but things were so quiet that it came across as much louder. I know that the guy heard it. When he did, he quietly, but very quickly, darted back out the door which he had left open. He then seemed to hide around the corner of it. In that moment, I'm not sure what got into me. I just felt like I had to do something. I got up as fast as I could and sprinted for the back sliding door. As soon as I reached it, I slammed it shut and locked the door immediately. As I was locking it, I saw the man coming back into view. It was really scary, and he actually tried opening the door, but I had gotten it locked just in time. Then the man turned and ran away. I went back over to my friends and woke them all up. The guy was gone by then, but we ended up calling the police to report him. I really don't know what he was planning to do, but I'm glad that I woke up when I did and was able to lock the door. This happened when I was celebrating my quinceañera. It wasn't going to be a huge party since I didn't really want one, but since I'm the only girl in my family, my parents felt it was necessary to throw me a party. It was being held at a public park in the middle of our town where many quinceañeras and celebrations were held. So when you were having a celebration, everybody knew what it was, who you were, and regardless of whether they were invited or not, they would attend it just to drink booze and dance. Everything was going well the day of my party. I had a special father-daughter dance, and all my friends came to support me, and it was one of my favorite memories. There was a rodeo happening that same day as well, so not everybody who was invited came up until about 9 or 10 p.m. That's when those who weren't invited came to just drink or watch the party. 11 p.m. rolled around, and pretty much all my friends and the guests had left, except those who were helping clean up. It was cold out, so not many offered to help. The only people who really stayed were a group of guys who I had never seen before in my life. There had to be about 5 of them, all with booze in their hands, wearing baseball caps, and dressed in black. They definitely didn't look like they came from the rodeo, nor from my party. They ranged in age from early 20s to late 40s. I didn't exactly notice them until I sat down on one of the benches to talk to a family friend, and I noticed them just standing there, staring at me. Now, keep in mind, I'm a 15-year-old girl, skinny and short with a big dress on, so I could have easily been overpowered by any of these guys, and I knew that, so I became paranoid very quickly. At first, I didn't think much of it, and figured they must be looking at the decorations or just my dress since I did have a quite flamboyant dress on. Then, one of the guys, the youngest looking guy, started walking up to me and handed me a $100 bill. He said absolutely nothing, didn't even smile, which made everything even more peculiar since people usually say, "Congratulations," or "I love your dress." But all this guy did was widen his eyes at me when he came closer. I took the money and said, "Thank you so much," and then I put it in the box I had where I put all the money that I got. Then my family friend had to leave, and I was left alone with all these men standing probably 5 feet in front of me, all huddled up in a group, just intensely staring at me. I quickly became extremely uncomfortable, but I didn't know what to do. They weren't even trying to be discreet about it. They all had their eyes wide open, just staring at me. I don't know if they were drunk or high or just plain stupid, but whatever it was, they definitely didn't seem like they had good intentions. When I would make eye contact with them, I'd smile since I was trying to be polite. I was always taught to be friendly to guests. When I would look away though, they would make noises at me, like whistle at me, or noises you'd make to call an animal's attention. They started getting closer and whispering to each other, but thanks to some miracle, my older brothers came over to ask me if I wanted to leave with them since they were going back home. I immediately said yes, and told them about the creepy guys that were standing there staring at me. They told me that I should have said something as soon as I got uncomfortable, and they were right, but I was frozen since I didn't know what to do or think. When I tried to point them out to my brothers, they were already gone. Unfortunately, the story doesn't necessarily end there. A couple of weeks go by, and I ended up getting a Facebook friend request. At this point, I had already forgotten about the incident until I looked at the profile picture of the friend request, and I recognized the guy in the picture as one of the creeps. I was terrified, and immediately went to show my brothers. One of them texted the account, telling them to stay away from me, and I reported and blocked the account. I ended up creating a whole new different Facebook account under a different name. I just can't fathom what could have happened if I had been completely alone with those guys for any longer, or if they had found more than just my Facebook account.